Do I help or hinder? There is a statement recorded in the book of Romans relating a woman who delivered the epistle to the brethren in Rome. Of this woman, Paul said, I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, who is a servant of the church that is at Centuria, that ye receive her in the Lord worthily of the saints, and that ye assist her in whatsoever matter she may have need of you. For she herself also hath been a helper of many and of my own self. Contrariwise, when the Apostle Paul and Barnabas set out on their evangelistic journey, and they had John as their attendant, Acts 13:5, as they journeyed, they came to a region of Pamphylia, where John departed from them and returned to Jerusalem, Acts 13:13. Although the scriptures do not identify why John Mark departed before Paul began his second journey, Barnabas was minded to take with them John also, who was called Mark. But Paul thought it not good to take with them him who withdrew from them from Pamphylia, and went not with them to the work. And there arose a sharp contention, so that they departed asunder one from another, and Barnabas took Mark with him, and sailed away to Cyprus. But Paul chose Silas, and went forth, being commended by the brethren. Acts 15:37-40. It is evident that the actions of one may affect the relationship with another. Whatever the reason, Paul apparently perceived John Mark a detriment to his purpose. But at a later date, Paul says to Timothy, take Mark and bring him with thee, for he is useful to me for ministering. 2 Timothy 4:11. When the Apostle Paul, describing his condition as already being offered and time of my departure is come, 2 Timothy 4:6, he said, Demas forsook me, having loved this present world, and went to Thessalonica. Paul further describes his condition, saying, Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord will render to him according to his works. Of whom do thou also beware, for he greatly withstood our words. At my first defense no one took part, but all forsook me. May it not be laid to their account, 2 Timothy 4:14-16. How bitter it must have been. As the Apostle Paul reflected upon the time of his first defense, he recognized two conditions. One, those who forsook him would be brought into account. Two, but the Lord stood by me and strengthened me, that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. The Lord will deliver me from every evil work, and will save me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen. 2 Timothy 4:16-18. The question is, am I a hindrance or a helper? In the day of the great judgment and the wicked attempt to justify how they dealt unrighteously with the needy, Jesus says, inasmuch as ye did it not unto one of these least, ye did it not unto me. Matthew 25:45.